Hello, everybody. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center, wishing you a happy and holy Advent. This is the first day of Advent. It is a four-week preparation until the birth of Jesus. And in a liturgical way, we are actually reenacting the circumstances of his birth. But the build-up to it is beautiful. It's a retreat time whereby we prepare for the coming. Advent is a time of waiting and expectation, the Pope says. But this season also requires a journey of conversion. Conversion requires changing your attitude, Francis explains. It leads to humbly recognizing our mistakes, our infidelities, and faults. The Pope focused on the invitation of Saint John the Baptist, who proclaimed a baptism of repentance as a voice of one crying out in the desert. Prepare the way of the Lord and make straight his paths. One necessary step is making concrete gestures of reconciliation with our brothers and sisters, asking for forgiveness of our faults. He explained again, the Lord helps us in this if we are and have good will. Francis prayed, may the Virgin Mary help us to prepare the way of the Lord day by day, beginning with ourselves. And this all came from the website called Crux, C-R-U-X, Taking the Catholic Pulse, an article written by Courtney Grogan on December 9th, 2018. The lessons of the Bible, which are prepared by the Church, are a means where we can prepare the way of the Lord. In the readings today, for example, we see many references to staying awake and be on your guard, because we do not know the day or the hour when the Lord comes. The beautiful imagery is a dream of Isaiah's, who sees the coming together of all the peoples on the top of a mountain of the Lord. All will be so ready that all weapons of war will be melted down and changed to become implements of gardening. It's a turning away from the old evil ways to life-giving activities that bring togetherness and love and peace to our world. It's very easy to ignore the beauty of the Advent season and look forward to the great festivities of Christmas. But waiting patiently, reconciling with others, preparing for confession, listening to God's word from the carefully selected readings for Advent is a joy, and it's also humbling. We must make special efforts this time to prepare ourselves. All of us on earth are waiting for something, whether it be a good health report or a raise in our salaries, or the success of our children in their exams, or school reports. We see that waiting is very much part of our lives. We don't know the future, but when we are in the Lord, all waiting can be an occasion to improve our faith in the loving, personal God that Jesus came to reveal to us. things we can do to help make this Advent a memorable one. Family prayer together. Please keep up the family prayer together, and if you have dropped this, renew it again for the season of Advent. The family who prays together stays together. We could fast from something, like food, or TV, or Facebook, or anything that we know we can do without. And we should be happy to make that sacrifice. Fill our lives with beautiful stories of the saints and good wholesome TV / radio programs. They are there, and we can be enriched by them. It's also good to look back every day and see where the Lord has shown himself to you, and have each member of the family explain this as you pray every night before bed as a family. Sometimes we ignore the great things that happen to us every day. There are grace-filled moments for everyone every day, if only we open our eyes and our hearts to see them and thank God for them. Another thing that can be done during Advent is to play sacred music in your home. Encourage your children to play some religious music or songs for a little while every day during Advent. Make sure you attend Sunday and, if possible, weekday masses. The readings are powerful and will offer you so much wisdom and consolation and direction. Make special efforts to be reconciled with all your people, those enemies, those we don't speak with, or those we have a grudge against. Let's let go of that. Let us make straight the paths of the Lord. Let us be reconciled. Pray for those whom we find it difficult to forgive. Start at home. Be reconciled with your family. Start there. Charity begins at home. Remember your neighbors. Some may be lonely or in trouble. A kind salute and encouraging words like, "We are praying for you." Avoid poisonous, toxic words and gossip. Refrain from rage on the road or workplace, and especially at home. Be quick to say, "Sorry, I apologize. Forgive me." Remember during Advent the refugees from all over the world, those who are looking for a place to live and settle and be at peace. Keep the earth clean and use less plastic bags and plastic bottles. Happy Advent time. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Dola, signing off now and wishing you a blessed Advent time.